Win more listings and sell more listings with Realtor.com's Listing Toolkit. Most agents get their first seller lead within 3 days of activating their account. So get Listing Toolkit at Realtor.com/HousingWire.
Pulled from the hottest topics coming across our news desk, I'm Elissa Branch, and this is Housing Wire Daily. In today's episode, Housing Wire Digital Media Manager Alcina Lloyd interviews Housing Wire's Editor-in-Chief Sarah Wheeler to discuss recent forbearance trends, inventory levels, and Fannie Mae's latest home purchase sentiment index, as well as the upcoming stories that the editorial team will likely cover in the week ahead. But before we listen, here's a brief word from our sponsor.
At Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, we know your vision of success is unique to you. That's why your goals and our culture of support go hand in hand. We give you the tools and support you need to thrive and live your best life. Come home to Atlantic Bay. Visit joinatlanticbay.com to explore what's possible. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, NMLS number 72043, is an equal opportunity employer.
Good morning, everyone. We're here again for Housing Wire's Monday morning cup of coffee. It's a segment of Housing Wire Daily. Each Monday, we examine the most compelling mortgage, real estate, and fintech articles reported from the Housing Wire newsroom. My name is Alcina Lloyd, and I'm Housing Wire's digital media manager. Today, I'm joined with Housing Wire's editor-in-chief, Sarah Wheeler. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Of course. I love being on a Monday morning cup of coffee.
I'm excited to have you. Listeners, thank you for joining us. Today, we'll be discussing some of the hottest topics that came across our news desk this and last week. Sarah, what stories caught your eye last week that you're super excited about?
You know, we have so much good news for the mortgage industry. You know, we continue to have really low inventory, which isn't great, but we had a foreclosure report come in. Now we're under 2 million homeowners who have a loan in forbearance, which is great. We've never been under that this whole time. So now we're at 1.9. That's exciting. And actually, we think we're going to see that sort of accelerate a little bit, according to the, to the experts that we talked to, who really feel like we're about to have even more exits. And that would be because of the great job growth. We have had so much, such strong job growth that people are able to get back on their feet and hopefully exit forbearance. So I think that was a great story. That's 18th week in a row that forbearance number has fallen. So, you know, unlike, you know, this time last year when we wondered, you know, what is that going to look like? And even all year, you've had people, you know, talk about the tsunami of foreclosures or foreclosure crisis that was going to come out of this forbearance period. We really aren't going to see that. I mean, 1.9 is just not very many in the overall picture. And so I think that's a really positive thing that was interesting to see. We do still have low inventory. Obviously, it's the thing that is dogging homeowners, real estate agents, lenders. And so last week, Fannie Mae's home purchase sentiment index, you know, just really confirmed what we all knew already, which was it's a seller's market. I mean, you've got mortgage rates staying really low, still below 3% for the most part. And that's, you know, so low inventory, lots of demand means it's a seller's market. But I thought that was interesting.
I'm glad you brought up those points. This week, I'm hoping to have an interview with Black Knight to discuss forbearance trends as well, too. So I'm interested in seeing what he thinks. I do agree that they have seen a trend of forbearances declining more and more. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out in that conversation as well. And to also talk about inventory, that reminds us we have an upcoming Lunch and Learn in August. We're currently planning. We have some cool people that have signed up on it. We have NAHB's Robert Dietz. So hopefully we'll be able to expand that conversation even further. So super excited about those topics.
I love that. Yeah. You know, Black Knight and MBA are the two that we look to for those forbearance numbers. They track them in slightly different ways and talk about exits in different ways. So it's really interesting to see. But they both say we're on track for, you know, we're under 2 million. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. All right. So my next question is, we just got out of our news huddle this morning where we learned about all the stories and topics that our writers are reporting about this week. Can you share with our listeners some of the topics we're keeping an eye on this week and some of the topics that you may be excited about as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So just this morning, we've got a story on Better.com acquiring UK mortgage broker Trussell. So, you know, Better is one of the most recent lenders going public. They announced that in May, and they hope to do that in the fourth quarter. So, you know, it's a really interesting expansion into an overseas mortgage market. And that's something we're going to be watching. I think it's, I don't know that much, to be honest with you, about the UK mortgage market. I know it's every country does it a little bit differently, but really interesting to see Better taking their technology that they've developed for our market and now acquiring a mortgage broker, Trussell. So really interesting story on that. I feel like IPOs and then mergers and acquisitions are just some of the biggest stories over the last year, really. So last week we had Blend, which is not a lender, obviously, but another digital mortgage provider, a solutions provider, announced that it hopes to be valued at more than $4 billion following its IPO. It filed for an IPO back in April, and it was valued at that time at $3.3 billion, but it says now that it hopes to be valued at $4 billion. Just like everyone else, Blend had an incredible year last year during a huge volume year. So it said that as of March 2021, the number of participants in its ecosystem had grown by 1,300% year over year. That's just so much. And that, it's had an 190% year over year increase relative to the completed banking transactions in 2019. So it had 90% year over year growth rate, but it still had net losses for 2019 and 2020. So it's just interesting to see, that's not unusual. A lot of tech companies, go public when they haven't had any profits in recent years. So it's not that that's that unusual for a tech company, but it's just going to be interesting to watch them, watch Better, watch other lenders, other, solution providers as they, take over other companies, acquire other companies and then go public. It's just such a interesting phenomenon to me, which really, when I started at HousingWire, we were in the depths of still trying to figure out, mortgage companies were still trying to dig out from the financial crisis. So this is a whole new world.
It is a whole new world. It's a brave new world too.
Right.
All right. So before we wrap today, is there anything else you think our readers or listeners need to know about HW Media or anything about the housing market overall? I know there's so many stories and so many topics going around.
We have so much going on. We have the latest from Logan Modishami, our lead analyst, coming out today. He writes something for us usually every Monday. And then on certain weeks, when we get the monthly reports on pending or existing home sales, a lot of times he'll wrap those up. But really excited to publish his story today. It's going to be interesting. It always is. Logan has a really unique take on the market. And, he's one of the people who really called the market correctly, the housing market, last year, even in the midst of the COVID pandemic. So really interesting to see what he sees coming up next. I would always say people need to tune into that. We've got so much going on. We're getting ready for now HW Annual, which is our first in-person event for HousingWire. We did have a gathering of equals with RealTrends, but so excited to get back to that in-person event in September. Really lining up an incredible array of speakers and topics and networking opportunities and demos. And it's just we're just ready. And according to, what we've seen as far as I think our sponsorships are sold out. I think the industry's ready. I think we're just all ready to be back together and learn together, figure out what's going on. So lots of exciting stuff going on.
That is exciting. For listeners who may not know how to go about getting a ticket or attending the conference itself, how can they best do that?
Yeah, go to housingwire.com and it's all the details are there. It is called HW Annual. It is September 27th and 28th. It's here in the Dallas area in Frisco. We've just got a jam-packed agenda for everybody, as well as some really fun social events. So they should check it out.
That's exciting. Well, listeners, I want to say thank you for tuning in to another live recording of Monday Morning Cup of Coffee. I hope you guys have a great week. And we see you back here next Monday. Until then, check out HousingWire Daily. You won't want to miss out on amazing interviews that we have planned for the rest of the week. And I want to say thank you, Sarah, for joining us once again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Asana.
Of course.
Now more than ever, the housing industry is looking to its leaders for answers. That's why each week, the Housing News Podcast invites a new mortgage, fintech, or real estate executive to the show to provide its listeners with more perspective on the announcements and news stories crossing HousingWire's news desk. Hosted by Sarah Wheeler and produced by Alcina Lloyd, the Housing News Podcast is now available on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and more.
Thanks for listening to Housing Wire Daily. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and we'll catch everyone back here again tomorrow.